at Rudy's house used to be more swamp and more trees. Rudy cleaned it up more. You think it's deep now. It was darker then. And a lot of cypress trees. And in the hole in the back, they have a big hole. And sometimes when they have a big rain, that the water comes in, the flooding and all, they have a lot of shoepik fish come in there. Because it's deep. It's like deep like the house, very deep. That hole, no matter how dry it gets, that hole never goes dry. That's how deep it is.
Whoa. Okay.
So I dreamed, because I don't know if I was depressed or what, but I dreamed or had a vision that a long, long time ago, there was a woman that drowned in there. And in my vision, I could see that woman coming out asking for help. And it's so real.
So wait, how deep is it? Like 8 feet deep?
It's deep, like the hole is so deep. Even if they have the biggest drought, that hole never goes dry.
Like, well, how big around is it? Like, how big is it? Like, is it a hole as big as this house?
Yeah, big.
Like big and round? Like,
right,
like
right.
Almost like a pond?
Oh, yeah, big, yeah.
A big hole,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now I see. Because when you were first saying, like, a watering hole, I thought you meant, like just as big as the kitchen or something.
Oh, no.
But here, like, it's about,
big.
It's big like the house.
Big, yeah, because when it rains a lot,
okay.
The fish stay there.
Okay.
Because it's so deep. And the fish, when it rains and it gets dry, they bury themselves in the ground, in the dirt, you know,
yeah.
In the mud. They bury themselves. And when it rains, they come out, you know.
Yeah.
So there were, that's the, and I could see, I came out one time, I was cleaning shallots, and I used to clean shallots, my little onions.
Yeah, you were awake.
Oh, yeah, I was awake. It was getting, like, nighttime. I was getting ready to go have dinner, because grandma knocked on the window for me to go have dinner. She cooked and everything, you know. And I looked, and I see this woman coming out of the water. Help. I thought to myself, oh, my God, what was that, you know. And then I heard people say, yeah, the legend goes, the saying goes, a long, 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 long time ago, they had people that drowned, they think the woman drowned in there, and the spirit is caught in there. But I never knew, it happened like twice that I could see the woman come out asking for help. But I don't know if it was because I was depressed or what.
Yeah.
But another one that I know that it happened, I was sitting down in my bed crying, and maybe I told you that around Rudy's house, it was me that was sitting down, but I was running around the house with this man chasing me with a knife, and it was a big moonlight, and I kept screaming, Help me, he's trying to kill me. And I kept running around the house. And I could see the man getting closer, and he had a knife in his hand. And I ran around. And then when Kuhn came in, because he used to drive taxi at night, Kuhn came in and he caught me crying and just shaking like that, shaking. Because I look at the window before he came, and I see myself, going around the house. It was me, but I was in the house. It was me screaming for help.
God.
And I see, and the man was running around after me with a knife, and I said, my God, that's me, but I'm here. Oh, my God. And then Kuhn came in. He said, what happened? Babe, you had to call me babe. Huh? Babe, you're shaking, you're sweating, I'm scared. I said, this man's trying to kill me. He said, no, there's nobody here. You're having a nightmare. Wake up. Wake up. And I said, no, it was me. It was me, Kuhn. The man's trying to kill me. Running around the house, and I'm running for help. You know, he's crying, screaming.
God.
And it wasn't true. It was a vision that I had. It was a vision that I had to leave that place there.
Yeah.
I had to go. I couldn't stay there no more. After Grandma died, that's it. She was my support. We support each other. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. But after she died, I couldn't take it by myself. Couldn't take it.
Yeah.
And then, but when Grandma was alive, I used to go throw my shallots away, my trash from the shallots, and the big hole on the left side. They have another big hole there.
Oh, no, not another one.
Yeah, but not big like the one on the right in the back, no.
Okay.
And I had bronchitis real bad. Okay. I had bronchitis so bad, babe, I couldn't eat in the morning. If I drank coffee, I'd go throw it up right away. Because coughing. I had to sit down, sitting down. My bronchitis was so bad. And I went to, but I was still working, cleaning my chalice, clean working, you know. And I'm a workaholic, you know.
Yeah.
I went to throw my treasure shallots away. And I stood there. And they had this big orange tree, navel orange tree that had died, dried a long time ago. It was only the skeleton there, just the tree itself. No, it never bloomed. All the time I was there, all the years I was there.
Was it orange tree or apple tree?
Orange. Big navel oranges.
Navel orange.
I'll never forget. That's why I believe in prayer so much in the universe. I stood there after I threw my trash away, and I said, "Dear God, please help me from this cough, this bronchitis. I can't take it anymore. I can't breathe. And heal me from this." And I put my hands on my chest like that. I remember like it was yesterday. It was just getting dark again.
Dark.
Yeah,
always like a
yeah.
lot of them are
around dark. Yeah, around dark. Yeah.
Okay.
And in the moonlight. Heal me from this cough. From this, heal me for my children's sake. Heal me. I can't. And I was so skinny. I must have weighed like 100 pounds. Cause coughing, I couldn't keep nothing down. You know. And never went to the doctor, of course. You know, and believe in doctors. Anyway, I put my hands on my chest and pray, and I asked God, I raised my hands to the universe. I didn't know nothing about that until years later, that you can raise your hands to heaven and ask for help and your prayers will be answered. God hears and answers all our prayers. I didn't know all that before, but me, it just came out of me. Help me, God. I can't drink. I can't eat. I can't breathe anymore. And I said, heal me and send me proof that you're going to heal me. And I touched the branch on that dead branch on that tree. Make this tree bloom and heal me. This will be the proof that you're going to heal me. Make the tree bloom again. Make this dead tree come to life. That's how strong my faith was. Yeah. How strong I believe in God, you know. And because I was desperate. I couldn't. It's terrible when you can't breathe no more. So anyway, I stood there. Okay, I said my prayers. I asked for that miracle, for that tree to bloom. And I said, oh my God, how is that tree been dead for you? It just dried, nobody chopped it down, but it was already dry. It never bloomed for years and years. I was there like 19 years. Okay. And I went in the house, and a few days later, maybe a week or so later, because I remember it was warm, because I was out there throwing the stuff out, and it wasn't cold, because I was there outside a long time, you know. And I came in the house. I went a few days, maybe a couple of weeks later. I went, and I see the tree blooming. I see little green little. You know when the tree started to bloom in springtime?
This little buds, the little green buds that come out on the end?
Yeah, I look at it, and the whole tree, like all little tiny green.
Oh, my God.
And the end of the branches, they were green. I touched it. Oh, my God. And I cried.
Oh, my God.
I cried. I said, God heard my prayer. He heard me. And I went to Grandma. I said, Grandma, today. I said, Mom. I said, you know, a few weeks ago, days ago, I don't know how long it was, I prayed that God will heal me.
Yeah.
Because you know how sick I was.
Yeah.
And I asked for God to send me proof that he was going to heal me. And that same night, Mom, I slept all night. I didn't cough at all. And I haven't coughing anymore. Yeah, she said, I know that you're not coughing anymore. I said, look, Mom, I asked that tree would bloom again. that that tree gave it life. And I said, look, Mom. And I made her smell the little leaf of the green tree branch from the orange tree. And she smelled it. Oh, Boncha. She said, oh, my God. Boncha means my God. Lishmonewa. I want to go see. And she was crippled. I had to help her down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I walk her up to the tree, and she touched the tree. I said, oh, my God. She said, it is blooming. The tree is blooming. And that springtime, Beth, I'll never forget, he gave us the big, big navel oranges that she saw. If Grandma was here, she's here in spirit, I know, she would tell you, yeah, Sasevere, that's true. That's true. And a couple of years later, he gave us more oranges like that.
Whoa, Mom.
It came to life. And that tree hadn't bloomed for years, Beth. And she had to go see it. Crippled like she was. I have to see with my own eye. I have to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And she went and touched it. Sure enough. And then when the oranges came, look, Mom, the big oranges. Oh, my God. Let's enjoy that, like heaven.
Yeah.
Fruit from heaven.
Yeah.
Because yeah, she was so religious, yeah, too. She believed in a lot of things. That I would. We tell each other our dreams.
Yeah.
We would be up talking sometime to almost daybreak.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we better go to bed before it's going to be daylight and we won't have time to go to bed. No, we were both Aries.
Yeah.
See, she was March the 28th and George is March
29th. Oh.
So we're both Aries, see? But he never talks like that to me because he can't talk anymore, you know. Grandma was only 73 when she died.
That's young.
When she died in my arms, she had a heart attack in Marie's house, and Marie, house next to Nina.
Yeah.
We were celebrating Coon and Uncle Harry's birthday. They're both twins. September the 2nd, I'll never forget. And she was 73 years old. And we were having barbecue chicken and all kind of food that Uncle Alan cooked and Aunt Marie. And she was sitting there, and the refrigerator was there. And I thought she asked me, she wanted me to give her some more. I was by the window over there. I was like 6-7 months pregnant for Jesse. And I thought she asked me for more. She shook her head no, but she died trying to tell me something. But she died before her body hit the floor. That's how fast she died. And she always wanted that. She said, when I die, and she told me before, she said, come and look at my little box. She had a shoe box. I want these rings to go to this daughter, and this to you. I said, Mom, don't talk like that. You're going to see my baby, Bimbo. We didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. At that time, we didn't know if it was going to have a boy or a girl. Now everybody knows what they're going to have, you know. And I don't know, but she said, I want you to take care of all this. Because she knew she was going to die. And about a few days later, she when she hit the floor like that, I went hurry up around the table and pick her up, and Alan dragged her body to the living room because the kitchen is very small, and I kneeled down and she died in my arms, and I was so sick, babe, for Jesse. I started to bleed. And Marie, Nina, Mrs. Landry, Mrs. Clitters, they put me to bed. Doctor put me to bed. Said don't get up at all. Not only to the bathroom, go back to bed until the baby's born. That's how sick I was. I was going to lose my baby.
Yeah, that's
help me.
So traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, have somebody died in your arms, you know. And she was like my mother, you know. And when time went on, Jesse was born and everybody was happy for a while. And then time went on. Rudy came to California. We came to California. You weren't born yet, of course. And then when we were living in the widow's colony, I had a vision of Grandma come visit me. It was cold and snow, like 3 feet of snow, the widow's colony. And I remember I always remembered, as years went by after Jesse was born, what did she try to tell me when she was dying? Her mouth moved, but her voice was already gone. See, our voice is our spirit, our voice, you know. We're talking in spirit right now, very tense spirit talk, you know. Because I couldn't imagine to tell you something that I'm telling you now if it wasn't true. Right. I wouldn't even think about it. Where would I get it from? See,
yeah.
I really experienced this thing that I'm telling you. When we were living in the widow's colony, we had a long hall. The kitchen was here, the living room, and then the three bedrooms, one after the other.
Okay.
Okay. Jesse was the last one. And then you and I, you were sleeping in my room, and they had a bedroom in the middle. And I heard somebody knock on the door. And I went and opened the door. It was Mom, my mother-in-law. It was her at the door. And I used to call her Mom all the time. Because I opened the door, she was there. And I said, come in, Mom, come in. Like, in my dream vision that she didn't die. She was alive, you know. Oh, I said, I'm so glad you come to visit us. And she said in French, je prépare stay le temps beaucoup before je m'en vais trop vite. I can't stay very long here. I have to go back fast. And oh no, I said, I'm so happy you're here. And I kissed her face, I kissed her hands. Because I used to make her own clothes.
Yeah.
She showed me how to sew.
Yeah.
And she was wearing the same dress in a little square, blue squares.
My God.
She was wearing, I'll never forget, she was wearing that dress. And she said, no, I have to go. But you know what I'm here for? I come and see your children. I come and see your little boy. And now I see you, here you have a little girl. I want to see her too. See, the people that die and go on, they know what's going on over here. They know, they see us, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, I said, oh, yes. So I went to you first, and I went to Jesse first. Okay, I uncovered Jesse. Oh, she said, oh, il est très beau. He's such a cute little boy. And then I came to the front and I uncovered you. Oh, elle est très belle, la petite fille. She's a beautiful little girl. Elle est très belle. Très belle means so much beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Elle est très belle. And she said, jamais séparé de tous tes enfants. Never separate yourself from your children. She told me that in French. Jamais tu sépares de tes enfants. Les enfants means children, you know. I said, oh, no, Mom. And I put the light in the kitchen right away. And I put two cups on the table. Because you used to drink coffee with me all the time. And I said, no, tu vas rester boire du café avec moi. Oh, you're going to stay and drink coffee with me. No, no, cher, je pas le temps. I said, aren't you going to stay drink coffee with me? She said, no, cher, I mean, dear. I have to go. Faut que je m'en va. Très vite. Très vite means hurry up and go. And I said, oh, no. She came up the front door out to the living room again after she saw you. I uncovered Jesse so you could see you. Elle est très belle, elle est très beau. Never separate yourself from them. And I said, oh, no. And then when she came to the living room, I put the light in the kitchen. She didn't want coffee. She didn't have time for coffee. And she came to the living room and went out the front door. And there were 3 footsteps in the snow. And she disappeared.
Oh.
That's what she was trying to tell me when she died. Because before that, I had dreamed that you were in church, and she said she had put a purse in my place, so she put a purse on her lap to save my place next to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Another time in a vision, I passed by 6.